Can a single entity own the term Jax as a nickname for Jacksonville? That's a question at the heart of a trademark dispute that's simmering behind the scenes of two local film festivals. WJCT's Sid Hoskinson explains.
The Jacksonville Film Festival, which just wrapped over the weekend, has been around since about 2002, except for a six-year hiatus. It bills itself as a showcase for American and international independent film. The LOL Jax Film Festival is just 3 years old. Co-creator Adam Madrid says it focuses on local filmmakers, actors, comedians, and musicians.
We're about loving our locals while laughing out loud.
LOL Jax Film Festival is a federally registered trademark, while Jacksonville Film Festival is not. And that's why, Madrid says, Jacksonville Film Festival president Nikki Logarecci has come after him.
He didn't get approved for a trademark for Jacksonville Film Festival, and is saying that the reason why is because LOL Jax Film Festival is too similar. And he was saying that basically he wanted LOL Jax to change its name, so there's no confusion.
Madrid says Logarecci wants him to drop the word Jax from his festival. Now, there are lawyers involved. St. Augustine patent and trademark attorney Jamin Rubenstein, who's not part of the case, says a trademark grants the holder exclusive rights to use specific combinations of words and logos connected to a product or service. The more distinctive they are, the more likely they are to get registered, which could explain why Jacksonville Film Festival remains untrademarked.
The basic rule is that if something's a geographic indicator, like a city name or something that the public would associate with a particular geographic place, or a term is merely descriptive of the good or service, the government's not going to grant an exclusive right to use those kind of terms.
The Jacksonville Film Festival could apply for a supplemental registry, which would basically prevent another Jacksonville Film Festival from rolling into town. But it appears they're going for all the marbles. According to Rubenstein, the Jacksonville Film Festival has filed a petition asking the U.S. Trademark Office to cancel LOL's trademark. Logarecci and his lawyer declined to comment for this story. Sid Hoskinson, 89.9 WJCT News.